Hello everyone, how are you doing? Thank you for listening to yet another episode. Please remember to like and follow the podcast and leave a comment if you will. I do respond to them. So today I wanted to talk about Cortez. And yeah, I've got like complex feelings around them that I've kind of discussed on Discord as well. And I want to sort of, I guess think out loud and see if other people feel similarly or who feels different. I'm sure many of you do, considering how successful they've been. But yes, for people who don't know, they are a new boy group from Big Hit Entertainment. So the first boy group that Big Hit has had since 2019 when TXT came out. And obviously before that, BTS. So they are in a lineage of extremely, extremely popular groups. And it's a lot of pressure with that, for sure. And I was very curious. So we knew Big Hit's new boy group. We knew they were debuting in August this year. And for a long time, I was very much looking forward to that because obviously Big Hit is so... Every group has... The two groups that they have... Wait, do they have any other groups? A girl group? No, they don't. I don't think so anyway. I was very curious whether they were going to go sonically because obviously... A lot's changed since BTS debuted and a lot has changed since TXT has debuted. And where we're in musically this year, everyone kind of has, people are doing all sorts. If you have Kiras with their bang, 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 the country banjos and then you have different, everyone is just doing different music, right? So I didn't know what to expect. But what I will say, I remember when there was like pictures of them at the airport, and I was like, they look like stars. That's all I could say. I was like, whoa, they look like just stars and have this energy, like they've already been massive stars essentially. So I was looking forward to the debut. Then the debut comes. Before I get into that, actually, let me say who the members are. So for people who don't know, there was also a legendary group that wasn't even a group. They didn't even get to debut, called Trainee A. I remember though, when they were going viral at the time, people were talking about them because they were the upcoming boy group for Hybe, also for Big Hit. Trainee A consisted of, the main ones that we know of are Yorch, who's now in POW, Leo and Sungwon, who are both now in Alpha Drive 1, they were in Boys Planet 2, Juneel, I don't know who that is, Woo-chan, who is now in All Day Project, James, who is now in Cortez, JJ, who is in TWS, and Ji-hoon, JJ, who is in SMTR25, which is an SM boy group about to debut, I'm guessing, in January. And actually, no, they have a performance next month. Anyway, and Ji-hoon, who's in TWS. So everyone has kind of found an Inuk. I don't know who that is. Everyone, most of them, well, the big seven, which are Leo, Sungwon, Woo-chan, James, JJ, and Ji-hoon, the big six, sorry, they've obviously found big groups to be a part of. Unfortunately, Yorch is in a Nugu group, but, you know, that's the card they dealt with sometimes. James, I remember, right? So, obviously, I know JJ and Ji-hoon to be amazing dancers. We've seen what Ji-hoon does in TWS. We've seen what JJ's been doing with SMTR. So I had my eye out to them when I finally reacted to Trainee A's dance practices. And I was like, who the fuck is that? Who's dancing better than all of them? That's crazy. And it's James. James is maybe probably the best dancer in Hybe. Probably one of the best dancers in the fifth gen, if not the best male dancer in the fifth generation. He's a phenomenal dancer. He has it. And it's not rigid. It's got sauce. He also has a talent. I think he choreographs as well. And... whilst after Trainee A kind of disbanded, he stayed with Big Hit and Hybe. So did Ji-hoon, hence why they're both now in Hybe groups. And everyone else, I guess, pretty much left. But at the time, he still was dancing. So he was dancing with Jungkook for Seven, some stages for that. And he also wrote and composed songs for Ille and TXT. So... he was still in there, and I guess it also helped him to keep honing his artistic, what you call it, artistic muscle. He was a part of Magnetic for Illit, which is their biggest song. And he did TXT Deja Vu as well. I don't know what he would have done specifically, but he was part of the writing and the composing. So that's an exciting person to have in the group. And I guess, I don't know if he's officially the leader or not. I don't think they even have positions, actually. And you don't know how I feel about positions. Bring them back. I don't think he's official. But in a way, he feels like a leader to me. Yeah, no, the leader is Martin, which is crazy. What the fuck? How is James not the leader? Anyway, I'm literally researching as I go. So anyway, the other members of the group will be Juhun, who's a rapper and vocalist. Martin, who's the leader, vocalist, and rapper. Sungyeon, who is the vocalist, dancer, and rapper. And Connor, who is a dancer, vocalist, and the maknae. And obviously, James is the main dancer, and he's a rapper and a vocalist as well. When they say vocalist, what do we mean by that? Anyway, I'll get into that later. So, they came out, and I'm excited to hear what they're going to do. So, I'm actually going to show you some of the songs and go into detail about why I feel the way I do. And yeah, so the first thing that I reacted to, and I think came out first, or maybe I just clicked on it first, I don't remember. Yeah, it came out first, was Go. And a lot of people probably know Go by now because it is everywhere, especially the choreo is sick. And I think I was interested and I liked how fresh it was. It's something so different. Okay, I'll leave it there. Let me play it for you lot, if you don't already know, for the people who don't know. And then I'll get into detail about my thoughts. A Rolex. Does that mean something? I just gotta get it, watch me go. Right, so that gives you an idea, right? And also the video, they're having fun. It's very like they're in LA. I think it's in LA. I'm not sure. Somewhere very sunny. But the video feels like, they feel like to me, an LA boy group. That's the energy that you get visually, sonically. And definitely worked with the blacks for this one. A lot of black producers, as you can hear from the sound, is very Travis Scott. It's very Playboi Carti. It's very much the things that I don't like. Because like I said, I'm sure I said this in my very early episodes talking about what I gravitate towards. Like, I gravitate towards softness, femininity, all those things. So anything that feels very masculine and boyish and frat boy-esque, I just don't connect to. Now, this was one of the songs that everyone was kind of saying it reminds them of, which I agree. I think it's Travis Scott and Playboi Carti 2-in-1. Fine? Whatever the fucking song is called. I do like that beat better though. And let me take this opportunity to say, I do not like Travis Scott. I genuinely think he's a disgusting human being. I don't think he's a nice person at all. He is vindictive and nasty. He left his manager to die in a basement. And obviously what happened in Astroworld, I think he's got a dark soul. I don't think he has a heart. I don't think he has feelings. I don't think he actually loves anyone. I think he's an evil piece of shit. Anyway, besides that, I feel like that sound going with the auto-tuned vocals and that kind of like, it's just not something that clicked with me, but it's very of this time. Hence why I think they've blown up. And to be honest, if we're being realistic, what else would they have done? Can you really imagine them coming up with like cute choreo and doing that? Their personas sell it very well. It comes across very authentic. And I think that was the best route for them to take, because anything else would have felt a little bit underwhelming, I think, and would have been following the trends instead of setting them. Take note, SM Entertainment. Thank you very much. And it kind of makes sense. And I'm okay with that. So then we heard that. And then the following week, they dropped What You Want, which is the official debut song and title track as well. So this is What You Want. Now, I like that way more than Go. And to be honest, I actually do like, I wouldn't mind Go. It's not a song I dislike at all. But What You Want for me is right up, more up my street. It's that nice Britpop reference, a little bit Oasis-esque. And the vocals sound nice. They're not too overly produced, even though they're still there. But there's just so much personality in that. And it's something, once again, very fresh. They're not focused on the glossy kind of K-pop aesthetic. Everything is very natural. The video is very natural. They sound natural. Everything, it's just the approach is different, right? But obviously, I know we don't go too high for vocalists, right? But I don't know. It still would be nice to hear a voice in there that's a little bit different to the others. They've, as much as they are fresh and they're doing something new, they've also fallen to exactly the same trend of what we have now in the new generation of no one wants a husky voice, or no one wants a rich voice or a big voice. It doesn't have to be a singing voice, but someone who can sing but has a different vocal tone. Everyone sounds very clean and very light in their approach. And I'm so sick of vocals like that, because they just sound so tinny and they don't pull you in. And to be honest, with time, because Martin probably has the strongest voice, and by that metric is not saying much from what I've heard, because once again, they have such a boyish persona. I don't see them taking singing seriously in that way, in the way they would maybe with the rap or with the attitude, because to sing properly takes a level of care that I don't think will be deemed cool in their sort of brand and the kind of Gen Alpha. They're not even Gen Z. People need to acknowledge that Gen Alpha is here, actually, in their Gen Alpha kind of way. I think it's Gen Alpha, because yeah, Gen Z, them lot are older now. Because I feel like Gen Z is at 25 now. Let me just double check. Yeah, anyone born between 2010 and 2024. Okay, so maybe not Gen Alpha. Yeah, so it is Gen Z. Yeah, they fit that. But then again, the Gen Alpha is also the audience. So it works really well for that. But it kind of diminishes when you're saying you've got vocalists in the group. I'm like, do you? It doesn't feel like it. And you've not showcased it yet. But I do know that they are working on, I saw a clip of them talking on Zach Sang's interview, saying that they are working on different genres for the next album, even though it's not coming out anytime soon. But that makes me intrigued, because where can we go from this? And one thing I will add as well, as unconventional as the music and their personas and performance style is, and they're very confident on stage, which I do like, they are still super synchronized and still dancing really hard and still have that K-pop edge, but they just feel more LA. They scream LA boys to me. So anyway, when I heard What You Want, I was hopeful. I love the choreo, the video, the treadmills and the execution. And I love the feeling of the song. It feels quite mature and very impressive for a rookie group. So I was looking forward to the next song, and then they dropped Fashion. I was like, oh, never mind. This is Fashion. Fashion. He definitely said niggas. But that shit pissed me off. I was just like, for fuck's sake, this is too... And I understand the producers who would have worked with them are obviously excited. But I'm like, with those producers as well, black men, straight black men, presumably straight black men, should take a bit more caution in the things that they sell off that are from the culture. Because, yes, it sounds good for a lot of people, but we have two issues here. The people who are doing it will be critiqued for being, oh, you're appropriating, because not everyone's going to research to hear, oh, you got the ingredients for the appropriation from the person who made it. So, oh, you know, it could be awkward. So unfortunately, you're putting the artist in an awkward position where they now can be accused of something, even though they did it the right way, quote unquote, but you shouldn't have been selling it in the first place. And yes, we've enjoyed the fruits of that, because the Harvey Mason Juniors gave us EXO, What If, and they gave us this amazing R&B songs, and they sold the culture to other people. But sometimes it gets to a point, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, this is too much now. Because that to me just sounds like, if someone heard that and saw what quotas look like, they would absolutely be like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Even though black producers were there, I'm pretty sure they were, because I know they were for Girl, but I'm sure they were there for fashion as well. But that's something to consider. And I think something, in a way to avoid that, I wouldn't go full out in terms of how they're performing and singing the song. I would have a remix. I would like it to have a break that changes genre and in the song, something that lightens up, but then it comes across very like that. And I don't enjoy that, but that's what, and the sad thing is, it's probably what they enjoy listening to as well. So it's only natural that they would also gravitate towards that kind of music. So it's fair. But I think for something for people to consider, especially the people who aren't super aware what is appropriation, they've obviously done it right. I'm letting you know the perspective of how it can still be perceived. If even if you've done everything right, it can still sound a particular way that might rub people the wrong way. And that is fair. So when I heard that, I was not super impressed, because I like the fact of What You Want has that rocky approach, and it's a bit experimental, and it's a little bit different, and it suits them really well. But also, I can't lie, this suits them as well. And of all the groups out there, they do pull it off. That's another thing as well. Can you be mad if people say, oh, you appropriate? They ate. It sounds good and it suits them, and they can pull it off. I just hope they still stay faithful to something adjacent to this, so it comes across like it's a real love for that genre and the people who've come before it, who've created it, rather than it being used as a gimmick to seem cool. That's probably the fine line there as well. So with them, I'm kind of at a place where also a part of me is like, I don't resonate well with, you know, the frat boy, super boisterous energy. But there needs to be a group like that for some people as well, because the other groups are very gay. Every group out there is gay as fuck. So I'm okay with them being, I guess, the frat boy energy, whatever. And I still really do appreciate their talent. And I think there's a lot of, they're going to keep surprising us, which I'm also into. I'm always open to being surprised. I would really love to hear something where they prove me wrong in terms of their melody approach and their vocal singing approach as well. And I think that could happen, because we've not really heard what Konos really sounds like. And I think I like Song Yeon's voice the best, actually. I can't remember from the reaction. So, and they're still growing. They're like 16. So who knows? But then there's some 14-year-olds who could fucking sing. So age doesn't really matter. It's about what you prioritize and what the genre allows you to do. Yeah, I don't think the whole like, oh, but they're young. We've heard young people that can fucking sing, so it doesn't really matter. Look at Yeon from Heart to Heart. So I'm looking forward to seeing where they go, but I wanted to see what other people think about them. And I do like the fact that they have blown up. It is, once again, it's refreshing. I do like things that disrupt the system, and I like things that keep people on their toes and realize that art has to always evolve and grow. You cannot be complacent, because someone else could bring something out there that would just blow everyone out of the water. So things like that do excite me. as much as I might not connect with it, and as much as I might not connect with their personalities, especially James has a resting bitch face. Like, I was even joking around in Discord saying he just looks so miserable. Like, does he like what he's doing? Does he like these boys? But that's just how he is. But for me, it puts a gap. I'm like, I can't connect. And that's only natural. But if the song slaps, it's going to slap. So I'm hoping they have something that I enjoy, but also they don't have to. I don't have to enjoy everything, but because they're so talented and they've got something unique, it would be sick if they could really surprise me and do something that's just so out of the, just whoa, life-changing. So that's it. That is Quartus, for people who don't know, and that's their music so far. I'll definitely keep this updated to see if they do something interesting. I'm guessing their first comeback will probably be around February. Since, yeah, we've had enough time now. And like I said as well, their performances, their stage presence eats. And that's something I always appreciate. So if they can hone in on that, I'm sure when they do their concerts, everything's going to be remixed as well. And mind you, James is instrumental in a lot of the music and probably the choreo as well. So whatever influences him, I'm intrigued to see what he's going to put through for the group. And also, I do like a self-produced group. It feels like we're experiencing artists rather than a ready-made product that has no say. So yeah, that's it. I will see you lot next week. Bye.